Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Sunshine be on my sidewalk when I come through. Cool me deep like fam reunions. Midday May, it's all love and take a walk down in D.C. The war's tugging and ain't no drugging. My credit's a game. While you searching for some trick to put this in her name, I'll be spending on Wall Street and buying Boardwalk. Dodging problems of the world drawn out in white chalk. Peace, Mr. Wall. I'm seeing all dimensions, but unlike your eye extensions, my vision don't blur. What, when, and words, where the gossip occurred. Heard of sex and Sade, and I bought her a fur. Batting eyes with Toni Braxton, and I bought her a fur. Now I'm hitting Whitney Houston, oh, she bought me a fur. Far-fetched like Last Texas and Kitty Rolex. Soon coming, but now it's time to kick the fun in. So where the ladies at?
Are we chilling over here?
And all the fellas.
Taking over this year.
Our party's round here, right?
You know that's right.
Stakes is high, but we gon' try to have fun this year. Before there were guns, there was native tongues on these planes, putting others on without them being pawns in this game. Cause a pawn in this game is left with no game to play. So you best to check and hear what we gotta say. Now if you came to party, just let it be known. Now if you came to fight, you might get that head blown by the one and only Maceo Plug Third. J.D. Dub plays the wall, that's Kenny Cowder's first words. And a number two, a crew of dope girls from the woods. And not dope meaning, but don't mean it. Like the West Coast kids who be throwing up signs. I hate a buster, that's his name is Busta Rhymes. So check the way my mind moves over times and grooves. Got some money to blow, wonder why I wanna know. Where the ladies at?
Now we chilling over here.
And all the fellas. I heard the party's round here, right?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, nah, nah. Yo, hey, where the ladies at?
Now we chilling over here.
And all the fellas.
Bigger than hip-hop.
Yeah.
Back in the days, we used to get this money all type of ways. Things change, but we can't stop. Every boy and girl knows hip-hop changed the world, but now it's bigger than hip-hop. Back in the days, we used to get this money all type of ways. Things change, but we can't stop.
Yeah.
Every boy and girl knows hip-hop changed the world, but now it's bigger than
hip-hop.
Breakfast is over. You've been sleeping all day. I know you're hungry. Get you a plate. It's dinner time now.
One thing's for certain, two things for sure. Cut you, got you on the floor. Open your mind now, let's explore. What you think all the guests is for? It's not a game. We ain't playing, baby doll. Sing some more while I check the score. We here now.
What's good, everybody? What's going on, Atlanta? What's going on, all you people out there in live land, Facebook,
NYC,
Instagram,
where you at?
It's us again, you know, once a week live here on iHeartRadio. It's your boy Jeff Hodges.
Kia Jeffries in the building.
You know where we have those higher infinite power, healing our people type conversations with brilliant black minds. And tonight, we go get it in with a very special guest. Someone I had the opportunity to meet recently over there at the, what's that, the SMB Awards, was it we met?
SMB Awards.
SBM.
Yeah, it
definitely was up over there. Shout out to Calvin Harris for putting that together.
It's
definitely an honor to have in the building with us right now a very busy lady, which we're going to get into, Miss Marcella Phillips. What's going on, Miss Lady?
Hey,
Marcella.
What's going on?
All right. It was definitely an honor and pleasure to meet you at that very cool event over there. And I take it you be into a lot of things like that.
Yeah, I do a lot of somethings.
A little shunty shunty.
A lot of things, yeah, I do.
Real brief before we get started. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Hi, my name is Marcella, a.k.a. Lady M. And the M can stand for a lot of things. I would say lady on the move, lady on a mission, motivation. Mm-hmm. All those positive, strong words there.
Okay.
So a little bit about me. I am a philanthropist, a socialite, I'm a red carpet host, I'm a life coach, I'm an actress, and I just do a lot. You know, I just stay busy.
You definitely do.
I got a question since she's put it out there. Remember, we were speaking about you preparing for tonight, and she said socialite, and I said that's kind of a philanthropist. Yeah. But you said both, so what's the difference?
Socialite and philanthropist?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, socialite is a person that is just out on the scene.
Okay.
Just everywhere. Blogging, living, and just, you know, just enjoying the life, the nightlife.
Okay. Like a social butterfly
social
that
butterfly.
They used to. Okay. Yeah, and then a philanthropist is the one, you know, getting that money.
Philanthropist is
for the foundations and
working for the community, out there hustling for the community, trying to help people and trying to just bring about change, you know, just doing good deeds, serving, and all that good stuff.
Now you talk about change. You are the CEO and founder of your nonprofit organization over there for the youth, the International Talent Elite. Tell us a little bit about that. And I understand you just came from an event, so kind of tell us a little about
it. And I love your t-shirt.
Thank you. Here we go. ITEE. This is my foundation here, International Talent Elite Enterprise.
Okay.
And we are a 501c nonprofit youth organization that focuses on the future of our youth. Entertainment,
nice.
You see the microphone
the mic,
here.
I love it. What's the age? What's the age range?
Five and to freshman college.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
we just help the kids get into the entertainment industry if that's what they want to do, if they want to get acting, you know, kind of like the liaison between them and their future and what they wanted to pursue.
Gotcha. What initially sparked your interest to want to work with the babies?
Well, earlier today, I was actually at Relay for Life. Mm-hmm. Just left there. It's out in Gwinnett County at the fairground.
Okay.
They do like a fundraiser. They have different tents and things going on to raise money for each organization.
What's the name of it?
Relay for Life.
Yes. Okay.
It's really, really big. And so I went out for a little while and volunteered and so I said, let me dab over here and talk about it. But with the foundation, we help a lot of kids, whether it's cancer, sickle cell, autism, bullying, whatever our kids are facing, you know, we try to be an advocate for them. So we put on various events, fashion shows, talent shows, showcasing.
Nice.
Just this recently, March, we did an awards event where we honored our youth that are doing great things.
Okay.
pursuing their careers, you know, in whatever field that they chose or academically, whatever, educational, whatever.
Nice.
So we wanted to do something really big and let them do the whole red carpet experience the limo and all that.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, they had a star-studded day. It rained, but it was such a great turnout anyway.
What has been your, I guess what you would call maybe your favorite success story since you've been working with the kids and doing your...
Yeah, so I was going back to where I was earlier today.
Okay.
I actually ran into one of the kids that I worked for, Aflac Cancer and Blood Disorders, which inspired me to start my foundation.
Oh, Aflac, okay.
Yes, working with kids with cancer and other disabilities. And just hearing them talk about death was just like, oh my God, these are kids. They should be pursuing this or that. You know, they shouldn't be talking about death, you know. Mm-hmm. And you know, they have the Make-A-Wish right. for the kids, right. but Round it's to go house. To Disney and, right. you know, maybe take a trip.
Or meet a sports right. person.
I wanted to do something different. On a bigger, different scale okay. as far as allowing them to pursue that thing that they wanted to pursue.
Nice.
And so building a platform, having a stage where they can come on and explore their talent. Wow. That's all they want to do.
That's
before
so
they
wonderful.
Leave this world, they wanted to sing, dance, act, yeah. or whatever. So I started hosting different events like that and pulling them out, putting them on the runway. So I ran into one of the young girls that used to come into the clinic. Aww. So about to pass out. I was like, wow, I ran into one of the kids.
Aww.
She noticed me. And I was like, you remember when you was little and you wanted a motto? She's a 3-time cancer survivor.
Wow.
All right.
And she wanted a motto so bad, and she was a beautiful girl. And I got her on that runway.
I love that. I think by you inspiring them to do something
right.
that's like in the future
yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah.
will give you, you know, people yeah. don't understand the
healing
power of positive
and
thinking
and
hope
and,
yeah,
hope
yeah.
And
yeah.
thinking
yeah.
of the future instead of thinking mm-hmm. of, like,
absolutely.
I don't have a future. Like, oh my gosh,
giving them
that's
hope
wonderful.
And to keep pushing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Get your mind off of that.
Off of that,
you know,
yeah.
God has the last say anyway.
Absolutely.
So until then, let's keep moving.
I love it.
Let's keep pushing.
No doubt.
I love
so,
it.
So, yeah, that was my inspiration there, you know, working with those kids. And they inspired me to start my foundation. So.
Now, you cover a lot of definitely important issues, health issues, particularly, you know, autism being one. I'm definitely mm-hmm. near dear to having a grandson suffering with that.
Okay.
Not so necessarily, let me take that back, not so necessarily suffering.
No,
we're looking for his superpower. I take that
creativity.
Back. No doubt. So but with that being said, was there something in particular in your life that drew you in this direction to want to be that person for those individuals like you are?
Well, our home was a safe haven home for everybody. You know, all the kids that were abused, they came to our house. We hid them in closets, we hid them under the beds. My mom had to stand out in the yard and argue back and forth with parents and stuff about their kids, you know.
That's
so
beautiful.
Our house was that house where everybody felt safe. My mom was a substitute teacher for special needs, and on the weekends she would bring some of the kids home. And she would always teach us, you know, they're no different than us. Treat them like normal, you know, and don't treat them like they have a disability.
Right.
So I grew up into that. And, you know, she was just, our house was just that house where everybody entertained. My mom was full of fun. She liked to dance and sing and all that stuff. And it seemed like when I got older, all that stuff just came together. And here I am with special needs kids, we're talent. We're doing everything that were little pieces of what happened in my household as a young. It just happened that way.
Yeah.
So it was unplanned. But, you know, once you instill certain things in your kids at a young age, I think it just becomes, to me, it became my passion.
Right. Right.
To work with kids. So.
That's dope.
And I always felt like, going back to autism, I always felt like those kids, special needs kids, had a special gift.
Do they?
You know, we're looking at us as normal,
right.
And we think we're perfect, but they're in a different world, in their own perfect different world,
right.
And they have that gift that we have to help them to discover. And when I tell you, these kids, when I did the event on autism, I wanted just autism kids on the stage,
okay,
but you know, they have to go through so many, you know, different things when people are around, you know,
right,
and all
right,
that,
right.
The noise and all that stuff. So it didn't happen that way, but we did get a couple of them on the stage, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
So that was my highlight of that show.
Nah,
so just,
dope.
I don't care if it was 1 minute
no doubt.
Of their attention to get on the stage, they did it. And he actually got a trophy.
That's so special.
Everything with his name on it. So
You're listening
to
It's Bigger Than Hip Hop Radio.
It's Bigger Than Hip Hop. I like that.
Very special guest, Miss Marcella Phillips. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Roxy and Shantae, and I just want you to know it's bigger than hip hop, so stay tuned.
Check it.
What's up? This is Damian Crazy Legs Hall, co-owner of WWRN Radio. Keep us locked 24/7 and enjoy our classic hip hop and R&B station.
It ain't over.
Don't touch that dial, that baby.
What's up, Skybox? Ain't better. It's bigger than hip hop. Breakfast is over. It's killing time, baby.
You're listening to It's Bigger Than Hip Hop Radio.
770.
And we're back. It's Bigger Than Hip Hop. Oh, y'all want to give us a call? Y'all want to talk to us tonight? Give them that, Miss Lady. Tell them who they can call you and
that
talk to you.
That number is 404-603-8770.
Y'all heard it first. It's Bigger Than Hip Hop in the building with us, Miss Marcella Phillips. And just before we went on break, kind of really hit a note. And I wanted to ask you, with all the changing of the lives that you do, touching lives, does it bring you peace?
It does. It makes me fulfilled.
Right.
Yeah, because I was in a place where I didn't know what my purpose was. Mm-hmm. You know, I was running the streets, this and that, but I always felt like I was out of place. You know, mm-hmm. like you're around a lot of people and you just feel like, there's more than hanging out at the bar. There's more than just hanging out with your girls. There's something that God wants me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I just prayed on it. And it just came to me. I started getting requests. Excuse me. I started getting requests through Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And my vision about my foundation, when I first had the vision, it was like a week later, this guy hit me up on Facebook and said, hey, would you like to organize my fashion showcase?
Nice.
I was like, that's what I want to do. I didn't get started. I didn't know nobody. Shouts out to Mr. Joe Williams, who got me, pushed me out there. And I would go and help him with the kids and the fashion show and all that stuff, plays he would do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of got me started. And then after a couple of those, he said, you know, it's time to go out on your own, do your own thing. Aww. It's time to start do your own, you know, because I had the foundation built, mm-hmm. had the name, mm-hmm. and now it's time for me to start doing my own shows and stuff like that. And I did.
That's what's up.
We're 6 years in.
6 years in? That's dope.
Six years in.
So I have a question. Yes. You do a lot. You know, take care of, you love the kids.
Yeah.
And you, kids. You know, help the community. Who takes care of you?
Who takes care of me? Guys? For that question.
For real.
Right.
Who takes care? God takes care of me.
Yes, obviously.
God takes care of me.
But I mean, you know, is there, who? I don't even mean necessarily like, what do you do for your downtime or for your, you know, to lift you when you may be feeling a little whatever, dark?
You know what? I just get my, I'm good with me.
Okay.
I'm learning to, I had to learn to love me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You mm-hmm. know? And I had to learn who I was.
Okay.
And it's still taking some time.
Mm-hmm.
It's still taking some time. I give of myself, but then I have learned to pull myself back too.
Okay.
So, you know, God is, he's not going to allow me to get bruised and banged up, right. you know. But at right. one point in my life, I was that person. Mm. And people were just taking punches like, oh my God, this is I'm trying to do something good and you're, you know, I'm mm-hmm. getting beat up. But then I had to set back and reevaluate what my purpose was,
yeah.
again,
yeah.
what my mission was, you know, mm-hmm. what path, what journey. I had to put myself on a path. So I started calling it my journey. And
so what do you pamper yourself with, though? What is your, like, what is
my
that
thing?
Ever?
Oh, I love to shop.
Okay.
I love to buy shoes.
Okay. Shopping therapy.
I get spa days.
Retail therapy, as they say, right?
Therapy, okay. Spa days. And
spa days.
I just like peace.
Okay.
I like peace and quiet. I get to myself. I don't watch a lot of TV. Mm-hmm. I don't listen to a lot of radio. So mm-hmm. that's my time to just
peace it out.
Okay.
No doubt.
You always so busy. Yes. Oh, that's right. God bless.
You have to take the time for yourself. You I had too. To learn that because I was going so hard at one point, and I was like, oh my God. I look back and I'm like, oh my God, I'm doing so much. I didn't even realize I was doing so much. So after sitting back and watching myself for a while, I said, you know, I have to pull back just pull a little bit. Little. Yeah. So you have to monetize your life.
Balance,
you know, balance it
key.
Out. For
it's
real.
Key. Yeah. You talk about balance. You got a lot on your plate, but we won't be getting to all of it. We salute you for it, but we want to definitely talk about transformational life coach and what's mm-hmm. that like and what made you take on that venture.
That was it, that journey.
That journey.
That journey. When I decided to be a life coach, I had lost my mom at the time. And I was lost. Mm-hmm. When you lose a parent, it's like, woof. Mm-hmm. Like, what do? Like, you just feel like outside of your body, like, oh, I don't know how to even live, you know. Mm-hmm. So I always wanted to do this life coach thing. I said, well, you know, let me just take this class. Mm-hmm. Let me get certified. And I did it for myself, you know, to learn me. And during that process, I was getting a lot of people calling, wanting me, you know, to talk to them. They had a lot of stuff going on. I was like, wow, this is bigger than me. Oh, like, wow. Some people got some real serious issues out here. So I'm always listening. I'm the listener. Mm-hmm. I'm always talking to people. I'm always helping people through their issues anyway. So it just became easy for me to do. But it didn't turn out the way I wanted it to. life coach for me was to help youth, you know, like teens mm-hmm. transitioning from mm-hmm. teen to adulthood. Mm-hmm. They get stuck. I don't know what I want to do.
Right.
With the rest of my life. I don't want to go to college, but I do want to do this and that. So I sat down with them and talked about what that, you know, what that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
But now it kind of curved and I get relationship stuff. I get mostly men.
Okay.
Hmm.
About their relationships.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh gosh. Like, wait a minute, God, what you doing?
It's a lane.
Yeah,
it's probably needed. I'm
it's
sure.
It's serious. It's real serious. And I mean, I appreciate it because it's good that men are talking about it.
Right.
It's not like, you know, they're trying to run away from their relationship, mm-hmm. but they notice that they have some serious issues, you know. And that's
what's up. Shout out to the men that's getting
shout
it together.
Out to the men
you
who
know,
want to try.
Want
to
fix it. Who want to work it out?
Keep black love together.
Please. Black love. Please.
Black love.
It didn't work for me, but hey.
That's what's up. Give them social media handles.
Social media. You can find me Marcella Phillips, Facebook, All Day, Lady M Entertainment Media, all my red carpet interviews and all that. And IG, Marcella One Life Purpose.
That's the one I follow. Yeah. You know, we want to thank you so much. Like I said, we salute you for all that
wonderful.
You do. Yeah. Continue success to the babies. Nah, you good.
Nah,
come
you're
on.
Great.
You good. We want to thank you definitely for stopping by. It's Bigger Than Hip Hop Radio.
Thank you.
And
we're going to reach. Bigger Than Hip Hop.
Yeah.
Oh, go get one of them t-shirts, y'all. Get
y'all,
them get these t-shirts.
This shirt right
are
here.
Are they online?
Give
on
me,
your
give me some of that over there.
Actually, no, I'm going to. I'm going to have these specialized. We did a bowling, six-cell bowler
those
time.
Are great.
And I had these specially made. But I think I'm gonna patent these. Y'all like?
No doubt. Y'all heard it first right here on It's Bigger Than Hip Hop. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back. Thank you, Miss Lady.
Thank you.
I'll take a flick real quick before you get up out of here.
It's Bigger Than Hip Hop Radio presents A Moment in Hip Hop with Mocha Brown. All eyes on me. Dear Mama, California love, keep your head up. Hail Mary. These are just a few of the timeless classics from the revolutionary poet we call Tupac. Tupac Shakur was the son of Black Panther Party members Billy Garland and Afeni Shakur. Shakur is Arabic for thankful to God. He was named Tupac Amaru after an Incan chief whose name translates as Shining Serpent. At age 13, Tupac played Travis in A Raisin in the Sun at the Apollo Theater to raise funds for Jesse Jackson's presidential campaign. Even at this tender age, Pac was dedicated to his people. In 91, he signed with Interscope Records and released Tupacalypse Now, a musical mixture of inner-city trials and messages of Black pride and unity. The hits continued in this artist's short life, but not before he made a mark on the world. Shakur also became a successful actor in the early 90s, appearing in Juice and Above the Rim and Poetic Justice. Tupac Shakur died from gunshot wounds in September of 96, but remains in everyone's top five rappers list and in their hearts. His legacy continues to live on through his countless fans. It's Bigger Than Hip Hop Radio salutes Tupac Shakur, a true pioneer of hip hop.
Mic check, I can get smooth to any groove. Relax the tongue, let my mic take a cruise around the planet. Packing men like Janet Jackson, she's asking if I can slam it.
Yo, rat man, man, what the huff, man, get the huff off that boom shit, man, get with that rough bitch, man, you know how
you mic check, I walk around the street with the black tech now, the waistline, kicking our hikers. I never claim to be the best type of rapper, but you have to show them up off with us what I'm after. I'm after the gold, then after that the platinum. Beef after that, Hurricane G packs the gas, son. Chigga bang bang, yo bust the slang with my name. It's the red man on the puff bang. Psych, you might off with the lights tonight. To do what I wanna do, to do it like dynamite. The one perfected, when the off and eject it. I roughen up the rough draft to like make your head split. Huh. Past the 40 in the blunt and don't front on the blunt, cause when you do front, brother, you get a start. I'm not an addict, more like Puff the Magic. The pass it when I'm through, cause my crew got to have it. I don't claim to be a big rap star, cause no matter who you are, you still catch a bullet scar. So listen up and take heed to what I'm saying, cause tonight, and me and my...
Now back to our show with Jeff Holdridge and Kia Jeffries.
What's good? What's good, everybody?
Hey, hey.
Yeah, that was a dope joint. We just got to, you know, going down with the socialite, Mrs. Marcella Phillips. Y'all go check her out over there doing a thing with the babies. But right now, for the second half, we got a real banger for y'all. I'm really excited for my guest that's in the building. Had the opportunity to recently get inside his head and learn some things about this brother. Ladies and gentlemen, he's an actor, screenwriter, songwriter. He's an artist. He's a lot of things. He's very, very multi-talented. In the building, Mr. Jesse Lord Day Swindell. What's good, fam?
What's good with you, brother? I like that introduction.
No doubt.
Right.
No doubt. How are you?
I'm good, brother, man. I'm good, man. Tired, but I'm good.
We're going to definitely find out why this gentleman is wore out. But before we do that, we must pay homage and honor to the gentleman sitting to your left. That being the gentleman that made it all possible for you being here. Mm-hmm. Salute, sir. Introduce yourself to the people.
Peace. My name is Shannon, a.k.a. The Big One.
The Big One has touched down, and we want to say welcome back to the world. And we salute you as well, sir.
Thank you, bro. Amen.
No doubt. Your son? This gentleman here, man, let me tell you. Got the opportunity to, let me start over. How should I say? Writing has definitely made us a connection for us. And because I'm a writer as well, it gave me an opportunity to connect with you on a very, very epic scale. Mm-hmm. And that opportunity, I want to just let the people know all about you being the producer and the writer of the new Big L biopic coming out soon. Amazing. Tell the people about that, man.
Well, the Big L biopic is definitely in the works. It's based on the life of a rapper, Lamont Coleman, that most people know as Big L.
Mm-hmm.
I had the experience of working with Big L in his early days when he dropped his album. So I got a chance to, you know, feel his vibe out, get to know him as a person.
Right.
And, you know, I think his story, even if he was a rapper or not, I think his story is compelling and it needs to be told. So I'm in a position to tell it. That's how I'm going to tell it.
That's what's up.
No doubt. How did that, you know, you said you was around and all, so that basically, I guess, solidified you being able, because I know there was some other people involved that wanted to tell the story and kind of sat on it, you know. So yeah. How did it become your baby versus some individuals that felt, you know, that shouldn't?
Well, you know, the people that sat on, they sat on something, they sat on the project for 20 years already.
Right. We're going to leave them nameless.
Yeah, I'm going to leave them nameless, but they sat on the project for about 20 years.
Right.
So during that time, it was a lot of confusion going on with the estate and everything like that, what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
So after a while, you know, I got in a position, I'm just like, yo, let me do this shit. You know what I'm saying? I got with my family, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. we all got together, and we made it possible. And they said, all right, if you can make it happen, they go to paperwork, sign everything over to me.
Mm.
Let's see if you can make it happen. And we did. We had more progress in the first 6 months than the other guys had in 20 years.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And I don't want to put no shade on nobody, but shit, like, this is a big story. And if you don't believe in it yourself, if you was a part of it, then you just blind to the facts of hip hop. You feel what I'm saying?
No doubt. A lot of people don't know the history. That's what's gonna be so dope about this project. Mm-hmm. They don't know how he was definitely like the intertwined and the one that kind of, a lot of the people they love today is like, yeah, y'all
came
better find out.
Before, yep.
That's the foundation.
Came from the core. Yeah.
Yeah,
from the biggest guys, from Eminem to Jay-Z.
Jay-Z, all of that.
To Nas, to Biggie, some of the biggest guys in the industry. And not just on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some ties on the West Coast too, man.
Mm-hmm.
Some ties on the West Coast too, man. So it's definitely going to be not just based off the guy Big L, but it's a story of hip-hop.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So people will enjoy it. Definitely enjoy it, man. Definitely enjoy it.
At the end of the day, what you want the people to walk away from that story?
Once they see it, what I want them to walk away with, motivation, ambition. You feel what I'm saying? Go with your first gut. Because that's what he was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But he was stagnating. He was moving.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't moving as he really wanted to. He got caught up out there. So I'm... The message that I want to get across is, no, go beyond your means to do something. If you feel something, keep it moving. I mean, keep the people around you that you want to, that see you win. So hopefully some people get some motivation from it, some ambition. People pick up some pens and bring hip-hop back.
No doubt.
That's lyricism. The main thing. I want
lyricism.
To pick up some pens and get back to making music. That's the main thing without all the, nah. Just get back to hip-hop.
No doubt. Shout out to the whole team, man. That's definitely dope. I definitely am very humbled and honored to be a part of that project.
Yes, sir. We honored to have you on board.
Yes, sir. And I'm looking forward to the finished product.
So give people your background. Like, take us back through how you would even be in a position to be able to do something of this,
I started off doing music. Okay. I started off doing music on underground street music in the Bronx.
It's in the Bronx, yeah.
And I've worked with guys like French Montana, a few different people that we was all signed into the same group, and we all wound up going to prison.
Oh wow!
You know what I'm saying? Okay. I ain't seen my pops there yet, but we was all in there. So when I came out, well, before I even get to that point, before I went in, we created the group Skrilla Gorillas. It was a street. We all went to jail for it, so I can talk about it now.
Okay.
But we all was Skrilla Gorillas. It was a team in the streets selling drugs. You feel what I'm saying? We was moving that shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
And we
stuff.
All...
We're, sorry.
Oh, you can't curse. Sorry. But we was moving it, and we all got hit for it. You feel what I'm saying? So on the way back down, during my time in there, I said, all right, bet. Couldn't make it in the music business because you had these barriers that people put up.
Mm-hmm.
And where we come from, a lot of people don't make it. You can count on your fingers how many people that made it somewhere, regardless if they rap, play ball, or regular 9-to-5s. You feel what I'm saying? People don't make it. So I was like, all right, bet. Let me design a lane for people that come from where I come from that can still make it, and they can still rub elbows with the big timers, the Puff Daddies, the Russell Simmons, the Kevin Costners, and all these other people that's on a major platform. So I turned the Skrilla Gorilla name into something corporate.
Okay.
And once I came home, I timed everything. I gave myself 5 years to be at a certain point. Mm-hmm. And I was there within the first five weeks when I came home. And we just kept moving everything straight from that point on.
Because that Skrilla turned into that publication that turned into that jump off with your man Russell. Now, I want to know how that went down. Because the funny thing is, we put our publications out around the same time, Young Men's Perspective, and we had the opportunity to have Russell on the cover. So how did you get past the cover and got him to back
it? It was real simple. Like, it was so simple that I was just kind of like, oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I had a guy named Jay Swift that was working with my company on the West Coast. He was running the West Coast branch of my company.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yo, come to, Russell Simmons had a comedy club over there, the Laugh Out Loud.
Mm-hmm.
He still hosts it to this day, I believe. I'm not too sure. But he said, come out and read Russell. So I was like, what? I'm going to get to talk to him? You feel what I'm saying? It's Russell Simmons. You feel what I'm saying? So he's like, yeah, that's the homeboy. He seen some of the other work, so he said, come through. So I went through, talked to them, chopped them up. He said, what you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
I told him a little bit of my story. He said, all right, let me see what you got. I sat down with him. He said, let me see what you got. I said, let me see what you got. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So he started telling me about his books and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And his main thing was pushing yoga at the time,
yeah,
which he still do.
Man.
Yeah. So he told me start doing yoga and open my mind up to different stuff like that. So I'm like, all right, bet. Give me a few weeks. I'm going to go back to New York. And I'm going to come back and I'm going to have something for you. So I went back to New York, did the whole magazine for him and everything, put it together, presented it to him. He liked it. He promoted it. Ever since then, he's been co-signing every issue that I've been coming out with. And I've been, on my birthday, it's January, I fly to the West Coast every year to go hang out with him. I haven't been there in the last 2 years to hang out with him because there's been a lot of stuff going on, but I've been going ever since then. This is like 7 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
So tell the people what Skrilla Magazine is about.
Skrilla Magazine stands for Military Minded and Making Power Moves.
Mm-hmm.
So the Skrilla, everybody knows, is the money.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of extend that. And so the Skrilla, to me, is wealth. So it can be mental wealth, physical wealth, financial gain, whatever. So that's the origin right there. And gorilla is not the animal. A lot of people get it confused with the animal. It's more of the warfare soldier. So we combine it together. So we military soldiers making moves. Yeah. Hmm. So we military minded and making moves to get to the Skrilla.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the breakdown of it.
Now, you made a lot of power moves, but I want to know, before we go on this commercial break, what would be your most pivotal move?
I think this movie.
You think so?
Because the movie, it wasn't just like the stuff that I did. It opened up doors for me and people like me.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't make the impact on the culture. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, if something happened to me today or tomorrow, people going to just think about the magazine. Oh, you had a publication, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think once I opened this movie up, it opened more minds to just the hip hop. And I think everybody involved, so it'll be in the history books of hip hop for bringing this story to the light. So I think with this right here, we can impact the entire community, not just black people, but white people, Chinese people from all over, and give somebody a little bit of inspiration to do something within the hip hop community. Because hip hop really ain't got no color.
Nah, not like going crazy overseas, together. So it ain't even out yet.
They're going nuts over it. Yeah. So that's what I want to do for it.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to It's Bigger Than Hip Hop. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
No, it's bigger.
We're back with more Cheryl Underwood Radio. Yeah.
The 299th affiliate of Cheryl Underwood Radio. It's bigger than hip-hop radio. Mm. Loving it. Host and owner of It's Bigger Than Hip-Hop Radio is Jeff Hodges. Ooh, that's a cold-blooded name, too. Jeff Hodges.
Yeah.
One, two, one, two. Kinda tired. Big L about to get into some shit. All right, check it out.
Now back to our show with Jeff Holdridge and Kia Jeffries.
Back in the building with us is Lord Days. Man, let me tell you, I am so excited to have you in the building.
Get out of this, kid. It's a pleasure to be here, man.
No doubt.
So talk to people about what kept you motivated while you was doing your bit. A lot of people get out and they're not able to succeed. They get stuck. What was, how did you, what was there for you when you got out? And what was in your mind while you was locked up that kept, you know what I'm saying, that was able to,
Well, some of the people that was in my corner was my family. This is my father here. So
yes,
he was in prison. He was in prison for really all my life.
Wow.
But throughout the course of it, I was probably about 4 or 5 years old when he went to prison.
Okay.
But through the course of that, he kind of stayed in my head to help me, that built me as a man.
Okay.
From where he was at. And, you know, during the course, when I got caught up in the system, we were still conversing. You feel what I'm saying? Between not just him, but my mom and everything like that. We was all communicating. They was helping me keep me strong to go through it. And I got locked up out of town, too. I got locked up in Jersey prison.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just, like, ridiculous. No family out there, nothing like that. You feel what I'm saying? So it was just, and I just, I can never come back here. I can never come back here. You know, I think during the time, I just had my daughter. I'm talking about the last. I've been back and forth coming, growing up, but the last time was the last time. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's when my daughter was born.
And how long was that when the last time?
It was, I had a 5 year bit.
Okay.
I had a 5 year bit. So, when she was born, I was just like, I can't, this can't be it. So I gotta create this. And I gotta make sure I create something that outlives me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That they can go on and further. So my vision is more than me. It's more of just chasing a legacy. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No doubt. Congratulations, man, on your deal with 50. That's so ill, kid, with the Branson liquor, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely appreciate
partnering
that.
Partnering up with 50. And what that's all about, man. Telling people, man.
You know, it's crazy.
So
I've been trying to get with 50 for like 3 years. So
right.
I'm like, he the next one up. During the time that I was trying to get with him, I was signed to VH1 to do Love and Hip Hop and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, people see that shit as a joke. You feel what I'm saying? They see all that reality TV as a joke. So
right.
I'm like, I got to get out this bracket. So I'm reaching out. They just like, nah, you fucking with Steve.
SCC.
Oh, I'm sorry. They like, y'all messing with Steve. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, this is like a shadow on me, man. It wasn't. Mm-hmm. So once I got out of the situation, I reached back out. And they was like, yo, what we got?
Mm-hmm.
What we gonna do? So I presented them something. And they couldn't refuse. They was like, all right, bet. We've been watching your work. We see what's going on. Mm-hmm. And I ain't gonna lie, I cheated to get it, right? So
okay.
What I did with my publication too. I designed when Power came out, season four, I created a magazine publication entirely for Power. So it had all the main characters had their own cover.
I saw that.
Had their own cover.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent it to them. And it was like no publication did that for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that right there was like, all right, cool.
Mm-mm.
Kudos. You feel what I'm saying? So now I kind of won them over with that. And they just seen the progress.
Okay.
So it's like, all right, let's put something together. So I linked up with the Branson boys and we closed the situation.
No, that's dope.
Real dope. You have an artist that's signed to G-Unit?
But.
What makes you get behind this artist? You being an artist yourself. This was his artist first?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
I didn't know. I was just trying to get like what.
No,
so what
I'm,
do you, actually, what's different about this dude?
I'm just now really getting to know Bud. We all met through the situation with the deal, with the Branson deal.
Okay.
And
okay.
he's under 50, so I'm actually getting to know him a little bit more. I think his music is dope.
Mm-hmm.
But I see a lot of things in him that I would help improve on him. They from Miami.
Mm.
They from Miami. And I come from New York. So our music outlook is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm a businessman. He's an artist.
Mm.
So, and I come from an artist world that transcends to a businessman. So I'm trying to basically, sprinkle some of that business mind on him and have to kind of teach him the business because, you know, he's under 50, but 50 is a mogul, so he don't really have the time to sprinkle
exactly.
the business on him.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to put him in position so he can learn the business and meet 50 eye to eye.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, meet me up here, and that's where I'm coming at so I can help push him up to that point. You know what I'm saying? And everybody wins.
Okay.
No doubt.
Okay. I got a silly question right here.
What's up?
I got to ask people like yourself. I'm sorry. He's busy. He's a mogul. What's your favorite on your top three right now of your favorite songs that you listen to?
From who?
Anybody. Like, what you rocking with right now? What's your
you know
top
crazy,
three
right?
right now?
I'm in my car right now. I don't listen to new hip hop.
I'm just.
No, I'm just being honest.
Okay,
being honest.
All right.
If I Rule the World by Nas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Favorite classic song.
All right.
Every time that song come on the radio, I know I'm gonna have a good day.
Okay.
But I got it in my car when I'm not having a good day.
You throw it on. Okay.
That's number one. It's a song called Never Call You B by Tupac.
Mm. Okay.
You know what song I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
You gotta check it out.
Okay.
Okay. It's Joint's Bad. Never Call You B.
Never Call You B. Okay.
Tupac. I like all the Tupac stuff. But that's one of the top three. Mm-hmm. And see another one. Another one that I gotta listen to.
There's nothing that's on the radio right now that's making you say, okay.
No, you know what? I like 2 Chainz' new record. It's called Rule.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that one. Yeah, I got that cool one in rotation right
now.
Yeah,
with the chick singing on mm-hmm. it. Yeah, I like that too.
I like that one.
I mean, but we love that track, so they cheated. Yeah. That's what I said. I was like, nah, this is... But then I was like, see y'all, but yeah, okay.
They cheated, but I love the vibe for it, man. To me, it was a good look for 2 Chainz'.
It is.
You know what? Meek Mill got a nice song I like out too with the girl singing on it. I like that one too. Those two songs I like.
I know which one. Okay.
And mm-hmm. they use that Beyonce sample.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like that one.
That's what's up.
No doubt. Now, with all this incarceration and changing up face in all time, I know it didn't come without any obstacles. Like, what has been like for you maintaining your focus and staying in the lane where you're seeing prosperity as you're seeing it take place?
I don't know. I just gotta live, man. That's my whole point. You know what I'm saying? Everybody around us is dying. I lost my bro. I lost him like 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And to me, that was the impact from your hard body, because this is somebody that you always with, mm-hmm. and they get killed the same place we grew up at. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That happened so much to so many different people.
Yeah.
And he's not even into the business. So with losing him, it's kind of like losing him and gaining... I got 5 kids now. You know what I'm saying? So losing him and gaining 5 kids, it kind of pulled my thinking. So that's my inspiration, is really getting through all this stuff.
No doubt.
Getting through all of it and staying focused.
No doubt.
The biggest distraction, I ain't gonna lie, and you might, I don't know if you're gonna agree to it, but the biggest distraction in this business right now is the opposite sex. So dead serious, yo. Dead serious. And I just gotta put it out there, because I get so many women like, you gotta own a magazine company out there. I know you hitting all the chicks. And I be like, nah, I don't. I'm scared to death. I'm scared to death.
Right.
I feel like, no lie, I'm not where I need to be at yet, but I know I'm a target. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
For the police, for the people that I grew up with that didn't make it to a certain point.
Say that part.
And for some women that's struggling, that's looking for, all right, this dude might be
that. Come up.
Let me see if I can sell him a little of this coop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
To give me a nice bag or something. Like, or put him in a situation where he... Gotta give us a bag. So I'm really scared of that. Like,
so you got kids. You got boys and girls.
I got 1 girl, 5 boys.
Wow.
I got 1 girl, 4 boys. I'm sorry, 5
okay,
boys.
Same lineup. We got the
so
same
what do you
lineup.
Tell them? What do you, you know, how do you talk to them?
Like friends. I talk to them like friends. I try to keep a mutual bond, because my girl, she's the opposite. She's real mean. Mm-hmm. Clean up, blah, blah, blah. So
mean, okay.
No, she's mean. She's
okay.
Mean.
And that's your first.
What you mean?
Your girl. She's your oldest, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's the oldest.
Well, no, I have a son older than her by a few months, outside of my relationship.
Okay.
That was my first kid outside of my relationship. But me and her is like super tight. Like you would think she's my aunt or somebody like that.
Okay.
Come here, baby, let me wipe this off right. She do that to me, like, and I'd be like, okay, guy. But he know, that's like my own
babe.
That's my daughter, she's 12. So she's, I just try to teach her her strength. You know what I'm saying? Out of all my boys, she has the power to be the mold everybody. You know what I'm saying? So I try to give her my strength, but from teacher, have it at a woman's point of view. You know what I'm saying? I try to keep everybody balanced. Just in case something happens to me, you need somebody that's strong.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the women in general are a lot stronger than men, are able to hold in a lot more than men. So I try to give her the man's strength on a woman's mentality. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So she can, no, you know, she can be all right.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
what's up?
You said the dad, you did 30, you came home.
31.
31.
How much 31.
You how much you gave them people all together, man?
Me?
Yeah.
Not too much. Too much. All together, I'd probably say 7.
7?
Yeah. Because I went in, my first time I went in, I was 14. They wanted to tear me up. You better not come in here. You better not come in this facility.
Yeah.
First time I went in, I went in for 14. And then me and my homeboy got caught for something. I went in again at 16. And then I went in again at... I went in at 16. That's the first time I went to Rikers Island.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went in again at 21. And then at 25.
Right.
At 25. And that was it.
When When I went in, I was facing 10 to 30, and that was my last time. I gave them people back that time. Got into my talents, my gifts, and my purpose. What would you say and suggest to young men that's just like us, that keep playing on that treadmill, how to tap into that? Like, what would you share with them?
Learn a system. Learn, get some knowledge on what's going on around us. Because if I knew the law, and I always tell people this, we grow up in community, they don't teach us our rights in school. They don't teach us the law. They don't teach us none of that. Mm-hmm. But yet we go against these guys that went to school and learning all these laws, which we call the policemen. Mm-hmm. They supposedly know all this stuff, so they get to trick us and making us think, you wrong, cop out to this and do that. Mm-hmm. So if I knew my rights at an early age or what I can do, not to talk, put myself in situations, I probably would have never had a record. Mm-hmm. But I was scared and I didn't know. So I'm copping out, I can get this much time. All right. And just don't give me this much time. Don't give it to me. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely try to help teach the young kids their rights and give them enough knowledge to be able to fight a case. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That would definitely be the main point. Mm-hmm. What would you say, Buzz?
I agree
with that.
Getting
the mic.
Just to piggyback off that.
I definitely agree with that. Particularly come up in the hood, we don't have those examples, man. Right. In the neighborhood, man, we come from, the drug dealers, we emulate them, stick up kids, and so forth. So we don't have, for the most part, positive role models. And the ones that's in the community, for the most part, they get there and they out.
The part that really I don't get is, as men, we got that bravado thing, so we got to try to outthink and do each other. But here's the catcher. We sit and watch it every time. That end of that story doesn't change. So no matter how cool, how ill, how connected, how plugged, that story don't change. And for 31 years, tell me how much talents and gifts you've seen coming in there and they just pulling into themselves.
There's a lodge of talent behind in prison.
Right.
And to be honest with you, a lot of us need to tap into it.
Everybody taps into
that market except us.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the one that's highly, affected by it, the system itself, and we don't benefit from it, man.
Not at all.
I mean, you might have one or two cats, prison is a big industry, it's a big dollar industry.
Business,
right. You know what I mean? Billions,
all business.
Right.
Yeah, kind of like we place favor.
Yeah,
you know what
it's
mean?
All
it's
business.
Big lot of favor.
Yeah,
that's what it is. And we're talking. I mean, but come up in the hood. I think one of the things I wanted to do when I came home. I had an idea like years ago coming home.
Right.
Is starting legal clinics. We call it legal clinics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because we don't, like my son just said, a lot of us don't know the law.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And once you know the law, that's 9/10 of the law, but it's already beat.
Yeah.
Once you know the law, we don't know it. And I think that's one of the biggest disadvantages that we have coming up in the community. We're breaking the laws, yet we don't understand the laws.
How about that part? You're playing the game, but you don't know the rules to the game. Like, let's knock it off. You know what I mean? Like, let's cut the jokes.
Yeah. And that always has the same memory. There's no right way to do wrong.
Exactly.
And the result, either prison or death. Ain't no in between. Mm. You might have, I've been in New York since 1976. I'm not going to put them on blast. But I know, I think, three dudes out of the whole 40-something years I've been in New York that actually beat the system.
Wow.
Come on, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of guys.
We're going to come back on that note. We ran out of time. But listen,
yeah,
definitely bring your pots back. You got to come back because, we're working together. Yeah. We got some things you're doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Give them social media handles. Let them know where they can follow you.
All right, bet y'all can catch me on Instagram. My personal IG is Lord_DAZE_SG. And y'all can also follow the magazine at Skrilla. That's SCRILLA _ Gorillaz. GUERILLAZ. Just go to the website, www.sgzmag.com. And all the links is right there for everybody.
Beautiful, beautiful. definitely want to invite you out tomorrow to my first ever book signing. It's going to be dope, and I want you to be in the building. I'm going to shoot you all the information. Oh, yeah, we're going to be over there at the Dish Out.
Dish Out Lounge, right on Memorial.
Yeah.
It should be all there.
Yeah, 3 to 7. Y'all come out. Y'all hear it. Atlanta, come through. Show your love. We're going to get it in.
And I'm performing, so come check me out.
What out. Miss Kia Jeffries is going to do her thing.
Next month?
No,
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And it's during the day, 3 to 7. After you get the kids wherever they're supposed to be, then you can come out.
He had with me the Wednesday?
Nice.
It's going to be dope then. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, come through.
We're going to have some fun down here.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you, man. Nothing but continued success.
We're going to grow, bro. We're going to build.
We're going to build. No question. Y'all heard it first right here on It's Bigger Than Hip Hop. There it is. Our very special guest, Lord Days, is in the building.
Damn.
Y'all stay tuned because y'all going to be getting a whole lot more of that right here on It's Bigger Than Hip Hop, baby.
That is bigger than hip hop.
Peace and love, family.
We have to stand up, we have to speak up, we have to work together.
Jasiri X.
And then because we have Facebook and Twitter and we're able to share this information, the information is getting out there more.
Dr. Julia Hare.
Because we live in a racist society and you can get arrested, black boys, for walking while black, thinking while black, driving while black, and anything you're doing while black.
Dick Gregory.
I can go and tell you why this program you have is so beautiful. That one, truth don't never have to be validated by ignorance.
Exactly.
But ignorance will never validate truth.
This is It's Bigger Than Hip Hop Radio. Tune in every Friday from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern on www.eam1100 on iHeartRadio.
Let me hear that.
1100atlanta.com.
And so again, I said, you know, what you're doing, it's very important. And a lot of times when you do shows like this, you must have people listen. Get a tape recorder or make the tape available.
Hit us up on the hotline at 404-603-8770.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.